All right, back at it here on News 95.7 for this Wednesday edition of the show, the July 19th edition. We'll be hearing from our Municipal Matters panel, Tim Bousquet, John Wesley Chisholm, between 2 and 3 this afternoon. We have a long list of topics to take on. Looking forward to that. We'll also be chatting about tax fairness. The Canadians for Tax Fairness out yesterday with its reaction to, well, the federal government's plans to target some of the advantages that are being taken care of or taking, well, some call them leveraging the rules, and others say it's unfair for the rest of us. So we'll talk a little bit about Dennis Hallett. He's been a longstanding advocate for evening up the system so it works more appropriately for all of us, in his opinion. We'll hear more about that. But right now, let's talk a little bit about minimum wage. In fact, AIMS, the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies, is out with a report revisiting the minimum wage in Atlantic Canada. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of discussion about a $15 floor, a $15 minimum wage. Their headline reads, minimum wage hikes detrimental for Atlantic provinces. When you look through the chart that they've included, ratio of minimum wage to median employee wages for 2017, PEI, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, little front three, and Newfoundland a little further down on that list. Marco Navarro-Gini is here with us. He's the president and CEO of AIMS. Long time no speak. How's Marco doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show again.
Very well, sir. Very well. The idea that somehow raising the minimum wage would be bad for low-skilled employees in this region. Tell me a little bit about where that rationale comes from.
Look, the insight that good intentions sometimes produce negative outcomes already exists in our culture when we say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And when the result of your good intentions condemns young people to the mini hell of unemployment, the policy isn't just missing the mark, but essentially we're causing harm to these very people that we claim to help. So this is really the origin of the desire to do this study is, are we doing what the policy really says that it does? It is a good thing to want people to get out of poverty, but are we in fact doing that when we raise their minimum wage by fiat, by legislation?
So is a guaranteed minimum income a different thing than an increased minimum wage, in your opinion?
Yes, it's a completely different thing.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your results here in this release. It says Canadian studies find that raising minimum wage by 10% reduces youth employment by 3 to 6%. Which studies are you referring to?
We've conducted sort of a meta study of a variety of studies that look at minimum wage. And we found that there are some that argue the opposite of what we're saying, in a sense, that people do have come up with studies in which they point out that minimum wage enriches people. They do exist. The vast majority, two-thirds nearly, of the studies, in fact, point in the opposite direction. They point to the fact that raising the minimum wage essentially makes the labor of a particular category of people more expensive, and that produces really two outcomes in general. One is that it makes certain people unhirable, given their productivity or their output. In other words, if you're paying someone $15 an hour, but all they produce for you is about $10 worth, then that makes it untenable to continue to hire them. So that cuts jobs for certain people. And or the other one is that instead of cutting jobs, it reduces the number of hours that people are given in employment across the board. And that, of course, has also the tendency of impoverishing people, not making them richer.
Well, and to that end, underemployment as opposed to unemployment is a huge issue within our society. But to your point, it's generally on the lower wage scale. You write, the report suggests that here in Atlantic Canada, the negative effects of raising minimum wages would be much bigger burden for us in PEI, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. Why?
We have a disproportionate number of people in Atlantic Canada that hover around the minimum wage mark for their earnings. That, of course, has a whole set of causal reasons, and we can talk about them. But let's say they're there. And what our study finds is that the people who are hurt the most by forcing minimum wage up is the people who are around the minimum wage. In other words, if there are plenty of people around, say, the $10, $11 mark earning wages, and we suddenly raise it to $15, those are the people who we are going to hurt the most, the ones that are in between where we are and at the other end where the minimum wage is targeting to be. And so because we have a disproportionate number of people hovering around that area, the numbers show that when we raise minimum wage by 10%, we can actually send into unemployment, especially among the young, as many as 20% of those people in that category. This is hugely significant for Atlantic Canada, considering two things. One is that we have lots of youth unemployment, and B, that we are trying to do as much as we can to retain these young people and keep them in our region. So by sending more of them to the category of unemployment and underemployment, we are essentially condemning them to poverty and or to having to leave the region, which is a huge detriment to our culture.
Ideally, the study recommends minimum wage laws should be scrapped. The minimum wage laws here in Nova Scotia tied to the consumer price index, so rising with inflation. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I mean, ideally, if you're going to have minimum wage policies, and we don't think you should, we think the market is a better judge, actually, and a better arbiter of pricing for labor. But if you're going to have it that way, tied to inflation and such objective markers. But all of a sudden, raising it to $15 isn't the level of inflation. In fact, we show in our study that in the last 15 to 20 years, the minimum wage has been rising disproportionate to levels of inflation, huge differences. And so something is not quite working that way either.
There will be some, though, that would say, well, Marco Navarro, Genie, you don't get minimum wage. with that in mind, for you to say that people at the lower end of the wage scale, that somehow if we paid everyone, if we didn't increase their wage, that somehow we'd all be better off. That's a refrain we hear every once in a while. What do you say to that?
I say two things. I arrived in this country when I was 14 years old, and I took minimum wage jobs. And they're not supposed to be employment forever. So gladly, I educated myself and got out of that particular category of employment. Two, we're not saying that people shouldn't get paid more. What we're saying is that the market is a much better mechanism for raising wages. And look, we want people to make more money. We do. What we're saying is that there are better ways, and probably the best way to get people to make more money and make better wages is to make the economy grow. But in the meantime, we are almost doing our darnest to set policies in place that make our economy either become stagnant or, in some cases, shrink. And that is the real damage that we're doing to people in need. The best way to get people to become wealthier is to have more wealth to go around.
Marco Navarro Genie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much. Always good to be here.
Take care, sir.